The Tom Woods Show, episode 1940.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey folks, don't even think about missing the libertarian event of the year. The 2000th episode of The Tom Woods Show, live in Orlando, featuring many of your favorites from The Tom Woods Show. And Michael Malice says his special surprise guest, whose identity I myself don't even know, will bring the house down. Cost nothing to attend. Register at tomwoods2000.com.
Hey, everybody. This is not Tom Woods here. This is Chris Williams of Podsworth Media. My team and I produce Tom's show. We have a great interview for you today, but first, let me tell you what's going on. Sadly, shortly after recording this interview, Tom got very ill, and he's been unable to record anything since. So he asked me to record the intro and outro for this episode so we can go ahead and get it out there. If you're subscribed to Tom's newsletter, and if you're not, you should be, then you probably saw his message yesterday with the bad news. He has a pretty bad case of pneumonia. So I hope you'll join me in sending him some well wishes, positive vibes, and prayers if you're a praying person. Now, getting to the interview, today's guest is Gret Glier, creator of the revolutionary philanthropy app, DonorSee. Many of you already know Gret and DonorSee and are supporters yourselves, but if not, DonorSee is an organization that builds trust, transparency, and human connection between the world's poorest and those who can help. They partner with thoroughly vetted local teams who provide photo and video documentation of the needs they're trying to meet and video updates showing the impact of your donations. Gret lived in Malawi for 3 years and is deeply and personally acquainted with the challenges facing the developing world. He is doing truly remarkable work with DonorSee, and he joins us today with some updates and a special announcement. So without further ado, let's get into the interview.
Gret, welcome back.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here.
I'm glad about the announcements you've got, and I'm looking forward to giving you an opportunity to share them with us and premiere them, in effect, here on the show. But before we do that, it's been 4 years. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
4 years since our first episode together where you talked about your origin story for DonorSee. So I'd like to revisit that, if we may. You were somebody who you really have put your money where your mouth is. You lived for several years in Malawi,
mm-hmm.
and you really came to have a very great affection for the people of Malawi and for their plight. How do you go from, because a lot of people, I'm sure, look around the world and they see people living in very unfortunate conditions and they say, well, that's a real shame, and then they just move on. So
yeah.
What happened with you?
Well, so it's a really good story, and it actually starts a little bit before I left for Malawi. I think it's always kind of, you know, people want to know like what prompted me to go there in the first place. And I wish it was more aspirational, but the truth is I was in a place where I was really struggling with feelings of insignificance. I was working at a corporate job. On a day-to-day basis, I felt like, well, I could just quit this afternoon and nothing really would change for the company. Like the company would just replace me and the very next day it'd have someone else there and the company would carry on. And like, what was I really contributing? I was struggling with that on a kind of a daily basis. And I was just trying to do my best to do good work. But I got to this place of feeling just totally replaceable and kind of like projecting that out for the next 20 years. Like, how am I ever going to fix this? When am I ever going to experience like purpose in my life? So what I did was I just said, how can I essentially blow up my life and like reset it and put it on a completely different trajectory, because the trajectory I'm on right now is kind of scary to me. So this opportunity to go to Malawi, and originally I went over to be a teacher, a math teacher over there. I taught pre-calculus and algebra too. This opportunity to go to Malawi just kind of fell in my lap. And it was the perfect way to just reset everything and kind of say like, whatever path I'm on right now, I'm kind of afraid of where it leads. And so I want to do something that feels more meaningful and purposeful. And that's kind of why I left my comfortable corporate job here in America and why I traveled to Malawi in the first place. So that's kind of like where it all started. And then when I went to Malawi, I was in a place where I was a teacher, but on the weekends, I would go to this village. So every Friday, I would go to this village and I would hang out with the people there. I'd play soccer with the kids there. And the people who were in this village, they were living in very impoverished conditions. And from someone who kind of came from Northern Virginia in America, the conditions were shocking, even though you know that they exist. Like being there on a regular basis and meeting these people on a regular basis. I mean, these people were probably living, certain people in the village were probably living on 20 to 30 cents a day, and other people maybe on like $2 to $3 a day. But it was just the year I moved to Malawi, it was ranked as the poorest country on the planet. And there was this one girl, she was about 5 or 7 years old. Her name was Emily, and she always wore this purple dress. You know, a lot of times they have like maybe one or two outfits. So this one girl always wearing this purple dress, and she was always on the sidelines of the soccer games cheering for the boys playing soccer. And she was just, you know, really excited about being able to participate on the sideline as a cheerleader. And one day I learned of her story in particular. So, you know, I was around all these people. They're all living in pretty desperate, impoverished situations, you know, a situation that was just so foreign to the way that I grew up. And I heard Emily's story, and it really shocked me. So Emily was about 5 years old, and about 2 years before I met her, I discovered that Emily had an abusive father, and specifically he was abusive towards Emily's mom. Her name was Kalinde. He was unfortunately like alcoholic, abusive, just like kind of a really rough character, and he really hurt Emily's mom in a pretty significant way. So a man in the village named Blessings, he went up to Kalinde and said, look, you need to go to the hospital. You're in really rough shape. We need to get you to the hospital. It costs about $20. Let me email my friend in the States. I have a friend in the States. He can get us the $20. You know, someone who's living on 20 or 30 cents a day, $20 is a huge ask for that type of person. And they're spending most of their income on like just the basic necessities. So Blessings emailed his friend in the States, and this guy got the email and wasn't quite sure if he could trust exactly what was going on. And he had just concerns about, you know, whether or not he should send the money. So he said no to the request for $20 and, you know, just kind of moved on with his life. Well, about 6 months go by, and this guy that Blessings emailed, he comes on a short-term mission trip to Malawi. And he's on this short-term mission trip, and he's with his team, and they're going on a tour of Blessings Village, and they actually run into Kalinde, Emily's mom. And she's still in really rough shape. And she was in such bad shape that they changed all of their plans for the short-term mission trip. And they said, okay, our only goal for this mission trip is to help this one woman who's in really rough shape. Because the man had kind of put together that 6 months ago, he didn't pay for her hospital bill. And so she was in this situation where she hadn't been treated in 6 months. So they got her a bed, they got her a mattress, they got her new clothes, they took her to the hospital several times, they got her all of the supplies that they needed just to take care of herself and give herself a better life. And Emily's dad was long gone by now. So they really spent the entire 2 weeks really taking care of Kalinde. They get back on the plane, they give her a bunch of supplies, they get back on the plane, and they go back to the US. And the timing could not be more tragic. So within 24 hours after they landed back in the US, unfortunately, Kalinde, Emily's mom, passed away. And this little girl who I was seeing on the sidelines of these soccer games, she's so full of joy. She's just like rooting for the kids. I was realizing this girl is an orphan because her mom couldn't afford a $20 trip to the hospital. The only thing that she really needed was to treat an open wound infection. And that infection just got worse and worse and worse until one day it overtook her. And so this little girl, Emily, who I kind of still keep in touch with that community, and I still hear how Emily's doing, and we're trying to get her into private school and stuff like that. The tragedy and it just really shook me as someone who grew up in Northern Virginia to see $20 be a life or death difference for someone. And that happened very early on in my time in Malawi. And that's what eventually led me to start DonorSeed, which is a place where people on the ground can raise funds for those in need. But it's also a place, and most importantly, it's a place for people who can't go overseas, who don't have the capacity. You know, they might be elderly, they could be a grandparent or working on student loans, or they could have a job, or they could have a family, they could have kids. For whatever reason, they can't go to the other side of the world, and they can't help out people in Emily's mom's situation. But they can get on DonorSeed, and they can support people just like that. So we have a lot fewer of these tragic situations and a lot better tomorrows for people all around the world. And then the thing that's really unique about DonorSeed is, as your audience knows, is whenever you give a donation on DonorSeed, you give directly to someone in need, and then you get a video update on every single donation that you give. So that's the genesis of DonorSeed. That's who we are. And we're really passionate about what we do because we want to invite as many people as possible into this platform where you can transform people's lives right from the comfort of your living room.
It's amazing. We've done it, as I've said on the show before, in my family. I'll put it up on the, you know, hook it up to the television, my computer, and then we'll go through and find causes that we want to help out. And they range, you know, some of them are big causes and others of them are little micro causes.
Yeah.
And what's nice about that is that, now, I mean, there are huge, huge projects that need to be funded. That's true. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're funding just one project for one person or one family, you can see more clearly what the contribution that you are making is.
Yeah.
Because if I donate to the March of Dimes, I have no idea what happens with that. But with this, I give money to help so-and-so get shoes or be able to see again or get some kind of surgery or whatever. Then I get a video showing the person after these things have happened. And I help to do that. I mean, that's an amazing thing. And it's also a great thing for your kids to see you do and for you to do with your kids.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And actually, that's one of the things that we love seeing on our platform is the range of people who use it. So we do have school children who use it, and we have parents who use it with their kids. And then we also have grandparents, grandmothers, grandfathers who are getting on the platform, and they might like type in all caps, but they're really excited to use the platform and send messages to the people that they're helping. It's thrilling for us to be able to be a part of that and to play a role now. Like, really, we're just the facilitator, but the amazing people are the donors and the partners who are connecting and making this change happen in the world. And you're right that we do have a lot of large projects on the platform, and there's a lot of, you know, big needs out there. But one of the things we really focus on, and we have thousands of these, is there are individuals like Emily's mom. You can see their story. You can hear their name. A lot of cases, if they speak English, they're telling their own story themselves. And they're saying it right into the camera. And then the donor gets to watch them and participate in giving them a better tomorrow. And that one-to-one connection, you know, I think one thing your audience is especially going to really appreciate about our platform is that a lot of charities, because they've grown and they've become so big, they have this kind of like bureaucratic red tape that kind of engulfs the operations of what they're doing. And it makes it very hard for the donor to know exactly how their donation is being spent because it's so convoluted and it goes in different ways. And they're still doing great work. It's just difficult for the donor to see how their money is actually helping. And what we do is we make that really apparent with video updates on every single donation. So if you donate to a girl who is deaf and you want to provide her with hearing aids, you'll get a video update of her hearing for the first time. If you want to donate to someone who doesn't have a roof, you'll get to see the construction of the roof being put on the house. And you'd be shocked at the prices it costs. Like, for new hearing aids for someone, that could be like a $200 donation. For a roof for someone, that could be like a $500 donation. I mean, these are amounts where anyone can get involved and anyone can see, wow, I really made a huge difference in that person's life.
Right. And you don't, even though there are plenty of people who could just shell out $200 or $500, you don't have to do that.
Exactly.
You could give $10 if you want to. Give $5, yeah. Whatever you can spare. But you could indeed fund an entire project yourself. You could easily do that. We've done that too. And of course, there was the famous Tom Woods house, we should recall here.
Yes. And yeah, that was amazing. And we're alluding to this and we'll talk about it at the end because we do have a big announcement. But one of the cool things is how early on that happened. I was on your show really early on in the DonorSee story, and your audience heard us. They kind of congregated together on the DonorSee platform, and they all came together to fund a house for an elderly woman in sub-Saharan Africa. And they got to see it and they got to say, here's the Tom Woods house. And there was a sign and they were dancing and thanking all of the people who participated.
Yeah, they stood there and read out all the names.
Yeah.
Of everybody who contributed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the goal. We want you to be in your living room, and you might not be able to travel to the other side of the world, but you can be in your living room and you can see without a doubt, I'm making an impact on that person's life because they're literally saying my name and thanking me by name.
Yeah.
and writing it out if English is not their first language.
And they're standing in front of a house that wasn't there before,
yeah, exactly.
I came along.
Exactly. Yeah, they see the before and after every single time. And the other thing that I think, you know, you talked about doing this with your kids and the amount that you can give. We have parents who they'll have their kids give, you know, a little to DonorSee every month, and they're giving $2 donations, and those kids will get a thank you video from the people on the ground saying, like, we really, to the kids who are giving a $2 donation, we really appreciate your generosity, Jack and Timothy. Thank you both so much for the difference that you are making. And then they also, of course, get the same exact treatment if they give a really big donation or if they fully fund projects. But at whatever amount that people get involved, they're able to see, like, it doesn't matter. It can literally be a $2 donation from a 5-year-old boy who's living in Minnesota. And that 5-year-old boy will see the difference that his $2 made.
And what an amazing thing for them to experience so young. Now, how does DonorSee vet the various projects?
Yeah, so very rigorously. What we essentially do is we vet the organization. So, and this is different. When we first started with DonorSee, we actually had an open platform. And what we found was people really didn't prefer that because they're like, well, I know I can trust some people, but I have to do a lot of work to know who I can trust. And so over time, we went from what's called an open marketplace to a curated marketplace. And that essentially just means like we're very, very selective in who we have post projects on the platform. So we work with highly vetted 501c3 organizations that have been in their respective communities for 5 to 30 years, and they have really strong reputations and really strong connections. Like one of the things I always talk about with charity is, you know, people talk about overhead and that kind of thing. One of the things, you know, if you want to make a difference in the world, you really need the on the ground relationships to make that difference happen. So if you just want to send money to people, well, just use PayPal or just use Western Union or use some platform that and just send cash transfers to people if that's what you want to do. But if you want to make a lasting difference that really impacts people's lives and has, you know, what the beautiful thing about the projects on DonorSee is there's a clear before and after. Someone's life is vastly improved because of the donation that was made in a long-term sustainable way. So giving someone a roof, it's not just a roof. It's not just about the material. It also means that they get to keep their clothes dry when it rains. It means that their food doesn't get ruined when they have bad weather. It means that they get to feel a sense of dignity that gives them excitement to do the rest of the work in their lives. And it just gives them more prominence in their own community. So that one, it's a roof, and that's the material thing. But the thing that is really powerful is the relationships and the on-the-ground knowledge that gives you the capacity to say, okay, I know that a roof for that individual person is going to help them in a long-term sustainable way. And so those are the types of transformations that we're really interested in, the stuff that really makes a lasting difference. Okay, so you asked about the vetting. So I get really excited about what we're doing. So what we do, we have all of our partners, they go through a very rigorous vetting process. So they apply to join our platform. We do a background check on them. We do a reference check on them. All 501c3s have their financials available on websites like Charity Navigator or Get GuideStar. So we use a lot of third-party vetting mechanisms that are already really robust and really reputable. Like Charity Navigator is one of the top ones. So we look at what kind of score they have through some of these third-party vetting websites. And then we also do our own research, and there's certain metrics that we look for. Like we really want to see how engaged is their donor community already before we bring them onto our platform. And then also, what is the reputation both here in the US, because we work with almost exclusively US-based 501c3s, although we do some UK-based ones. But we also look at their reputation on the ground. And as we've grown, we have more and more contacts in different parts of the world. So I think right now we have over 100 partners in 38 different countries. And in different times and places, we've had more than 50 different countries that have had a DonorSee project in them. But right now, we're really focusing on these about 130 partners in 38 different countries. And they're really making a really big impact. We really like working with them. And we just want to brag about them as much as possible because they're doing incredible work. And being able to fund them is a huge opportunity for donors and something I want to invite as many people as possible into.
Folks, let's take a minute to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. We're halfway through the year now. So if you didn't keep any of those New Year's resolutions, maybe it's time to make some resolutions for the second half of the year. And perhaps one of those resolutions can be to take on whatever it is that's holding you back from happiness. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I've used BetterHelp myself. They match you up with a licensed professional therapist who can help you with anything from depression or stress or anxiety to relationships, trauma, sleeping, anger, family conflicts, and more. It's super convenient, entirely confidential, affordable. You run it from your computer. You can communicate with your counselor through messages anytime, and then you can set up weekly telephone or video sessions. You don't have to be in the United States to use BetterHelp. The service is available worldwide. Check out the testimonials they post daily on their site to see for yourself. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/woods. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/woods. Now, obviously, I want to encourage people, which we'll do this again at the end, to install the DonorSee app. So it's DonorSee.
Yep.
And you could just get it for your phone. And before you know it, you'll be scrolling through. And it's hard to look away because you think, oh, gee, that one looks kind of worthy. Maybe I can help in that case. This is a good thing to get addicted to, honestly.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel guilty about it. You feel good about it. But now let's talk about your good news.
Yeah, so let me contextualize this because I think I looked this up just before you and I hopped on this interview. And my first interview with you, and there's a reason I wanted to announce this on the Tom Woods podcast, because you're a community and you have been such a huge part of our journey. So I looked this up. When I first came on your podcast a few years ago, we had raised at that time less than $30,000 in total. And so we were just brand new. We had just started, our entire organization had just raised less than $30,000 in that time. And I came on your podcast and your audience got really excited about what we're doing and they shared it with their friends and they invited me on their podcast and it really spread from there. So just a couple of days ago, I emailed you about this and I said, I want to announce this. We haven't announced this in any other publications. I wanted to announce this on your podcast because your community specifically has been such a big part of this. Mm. We have raised to date over $3 million on the DonorC platform. So that's $3 million, often in $10 or $20 increments that are making massive transformational impacts in the lives of people that, in ways that you can't even imagine unless you've actually used DonorC before. You just can't imagine what $100 can do in someone's life unless you've actually used the DonorC platform. If you've just donated $100 to just any other charity, you don't really see how that $100 transforms someone's life individually. But if you've used our platform, you know $100 on our platform is like $10,000 in America. So $3 million being raised on our platform just means tens of thousands of people have been immensely blessed. And I have to say, we're just getting started. Like, this is just the beginning for us, but it's a huge milestone. And I wanted to celebrate it specifically with your audience because you all have been an amazing contributor to this movement that has been started.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm delighted to hear this. And you've done it really just through old-fashioned elbow grease. You know, you haven't been on Oprah.
Yeah,
you haven't
true.
Been on, you know, Dr. Phil hasn't had you on or any huge media outlet, even though you would think this would have cross-ideological appeal and that as soon as somebody finds out about this, they want to get you on and tell your story. Maybe that still will happen.
I think we're fixing that this year. And we actually have a plan that I'd like to talk to your audience about.
Please do.
Okay, so we've set something up. We've actually never done anything like this before. So this is the first time we're ever doing this on any podcast anywhere. But we've set something up specifically for your audience, for the Tom Wood audience. So we've set up a special page, donorc.com/Tom. If you go to that page, we have a really great monthly giving program. So there's lots of different ways to use DonorC. You can give to projects. You can give $10 here or there. You can give $1,000 to some of our larger projects, however you want to do it. We also have a monthly giving program, and you can find it at donorc.com/Tom. And every month, you just sign up to give whatever you want to give on a regular basis. It starts at $10 a month, and it goes as high as you want it to. And whenever you sign up to give monthly, your donation, that $10 or that $1,000 or whatever it is, it goes to help someone in need. And then you get a video update every single month showing you the impact that you're making. And then over time, you know, 8 months go by and you're like, wow, I've like made a huge impact in people's lives passively. And I didn't even realize. And there's all these videos with my name to prove it. So it's an incredible thing. So what we're doing for your audience, we've never done this before, is anyone who signs up through that link, through the donorc.com/Tom link, they're going to get a free DonorC t-shirt. And we're going to get the nice, comfy t-shirt that everyone needs to wear all the time. Like not the one that's cheap and you get as a cheap souvenir. We're getting the premium, high-quality t-shirt that's going to be super comfortable so you can wear DonorC and tell your friends about it. And so we want people to know about this, and we think lots of people should know about this. And one of the best things you can do is go to donorc.com/Tom, wear a t-shirt, wear your free t-shirt that you're going to get from becoming one of our monthly subscribers, and then you'll be able to have these passive conversations with people to tell them about the amazing work that we're doing, but really it's you that's doing it. The people who are listening, who are signing up and making an impact, like you're the one who is from your living room transforming lives all around the world. So we're really excited about this and just super pumped to launch this on your podcast.
Well, I'm thrilled about that. I love that. Of course, I'll link to that link on the show notes page, tomwoods.com/1940. I'm looking at the DonorC website right now. I mean, normally I look at the app. I haven't gone to donorc.com in a while. But I love the way you make the pitch here, and I love seeing that figure just above $3 million given right there on the screen.
It just happened, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Thrilling. And as I say, Gret Glyer is not a household name. You didn't build this on the strength of your pre-existing fame. And then secondly, I don't feel in any way funny about you sharing that link because we all know you're the real thing. I mean, you lived in Malawi.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Almost no one would do that. Almost no one would be that committed to uproot his comfortable life and go live in a place he's never been before. And indeed, as you say, at that time, the poorest country in the world. I mean, no one's going to do that unless you really, really believe in something. So I'm thrilled that this is having the success that it's having. And as I say, what I want is for there to be some breakthrough, you know, some breakthrough thing. Maybe it's Dave Rubin, maybe it's Joe Rogan or something where you hit such a big audience that it just,
yeah.
I don't like that. I hate that expression that goes to the next level, but it really would take you to the proverbial next level.
Well, we are at a bit of an inflection point. So we just hired a chief growth officer. We're hiring for 5 more positions now. So we're at a place, you know, back when we started, it was a pretty small team. And I was like that person who has like 8 hands, who's like trying to wash all the dishes at once. And I'll do a podcast here or there, but also I have to help like, you know, recruit these partners. And also I have to help train people on how to make videos. And I was doing this with a small team. Our team has grown quite substantially since that time. And so a lot of those tasks have been handed off to really capable, competent people who really believe in the mission. And now I'm at a place where I'm kind of freed up to do more things like this, where I just go and get the message out there. So these next 12 months, I just hope to be in front of people talking about what we're doing as much as possible, because I have an awesome team behind me who is doing a lot of the really important behind the scenes work. And they do an awesome, awesome job.
All right. So what's your final word to my folks here?
My final word is, you know, I was in a position where I could go overseas and I was able to relieve my feelings of insignificance and replaceability, which were really deep rooted inside of me at that time. And I was able to go overseas and transform people's lives right there face to face. Not everyone can do that. And that's fine. The reason that Donor Seat was started is because I wanted to invite other people who are in the same place or who just want to do a good thing for others around the world. You don't have to travel to the other side of the world. You don't have to learn something super complicated. You can just go to DonorSeat.com or DonorSeat.com/Tom, and you can make a difference while you're on the subway or you're in your living room. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a school child who wants to give your $2 allowance, or you can be a grandparent, a grandmother, a grandfather, or anywhere in between any of those things. You can make a difference on DonorSeat.com. So it's not about me. It's not even about DonorSeat. It's about you, the person who's listening to this right now. You can create great change in people's lives. And so I hope that you'll join us in what we're doing.
You know, I'm right now, and that's a great appeal, by the way, but right now I am looking at the projects on the website as opposed to on the app. And I love the way you've got it so that as I'm scrolling, I scroll and I see the first few projects and it says, you know, donate. It gives me the option to donate $186 to fund all 3 of them if I want to, just with one click. And then as more projects get added, it gives me the option, you know, you want to donate $1,012 to fund the 7 that you've just seen? And I'm thinking, no, Woods, wait, hold on. It's extremely tempting. And I may, in fact, wind up doing that, but I have to think this through when I'm not on some crazy high here. But anyway, this is wonderful news. I'm glad you've been successful. There was a perfectly good chance that you weren't going to be. And I'm sure you
realize
that.
Yeah, there's so many different, and I can probably in a whole different podcast, I can talk about some of the really big setbacks that we had that just, there were some very difficult parts of our journey. And being at this place where we have a really great team and we hit this $3 million mark, which the team is just so thrilled about, you know, being at this place feels really good. And Tom, I have to say, like, really, like, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. Your community has been a huge part of what we're doing. So thank you very much.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I'm just glad to have even that small role in all this. So the link is donorsee.com/Tom. Again, that's DonorSee. DonorSeat.com/Tom. So go ahead and do that and get yourself a t-shirt and spread the word about this thing. And boy, when somebody asks you, so what is DonorSeat? Oh, man, am I glad you asked. So be a good proselytizer for DonorSeat. Gret, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Remember to go to tomwoods.com/1940 for the show notes and go to donorsee.com/Tom to partner with Tom and Gret in making a huge positive impact in the lives of those who need it most. Have a good rest of your week, everybody.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at Podsworth.com.